Parent Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM.
Neave Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neave's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit neavesolicitors.co.uk. Neave Solicitors, your complete legal solution.
Welcome to The Parent Show. I'm Cathy Weston here in the Radio Verulam studios. I hope you're all well. A very warm welcome to you tonight. We know it's a very, very special day for lots and lots of young people all over Hertfordshire, and a stressful day, let's face it, for parents. So tonight we are, of course, addressing what's foremost in your mind, which is GCSE results. Goodness knows how you're feeling. I'm talking about the parents here. How has it been today? Has it been exciting, stressful? Everyone's going to have lots of worries about the future, about how they did. Some people may have done better than they expected. Other young people may have done a little bit worse. So we are guiding you through next steps tonight with Julie Taylor from the National Careers Service. And we'll also be speaking to Karen King a little bit later on, who's the Director of Enterprise and Employability at North Hertfordshire College. So stay with us. You are very, very welcome to submit a question to both our speakers tonight. If you want to ring the studio, you can do so on 01727 839 926 or just email us on showforparents at radioverulam.com. We'd love to hear from you. We're here for you. We've got lots of help and advice on the show this evening, and we're more than happy to take your questions. So coming up after Madonna Celebrate, we're going to have Julie Taylor from the National Career Service. If you're worried about your young person, we've got lots of advice tonight on the show. We're joined now on the phone by Julie Taylor from the National Career Service. How are you, Julie?
I'm fine, thank you very much. How are you?
Well, we're very grateful to have you on the show. We know that this is a very anxious day for many parents. They've been an emotional roller coaster probably from the beginning of the morning, or waking up in the middle of the night worried about the results.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously lots of young people are hopefully having very good news today, but maybe some of them not having as good news as they'd hoped for. But the message that we want to bring really is please try not to panic. It may seem very disappointing, but there are lots of things that you can do if things didn't go quite as well as you'd expected.
So Julie, starting with the kids who've done very well, they're not worried about it. They just literally have got their choices laid out for them, and it's not. Do you mostly hear from children whose GCSE grades were disappointing?
No, not at all. We've heard from people today who've been really pleased with their results, and maybe they've just wanted to explore some other options that they could do. And sometimes young people who maybe haven't done so well but have thought, well, okay, there are other options I can explore. Can you talk me through them? So on the whole, it has been quite a positive day.
Now, we've had lots of press coverage about the sort of differences. They're always comparing years, and you know, they've said this year that young people haven't done as well as past years. Have you noticed any differences, say, from last year in what you've heard from young people, or have you noticed anything else?
I wouldn't say that it's been very much different from last year. Again, it's been a very mixed bag of some people doing very well and others perhaps maybe just missing out on grades by a few marks and maybe considering the options. But I wouldn't say that there was a great difference between this year and last year.
So shall we start? Say a parent is listening, or a young person who did better than they expected.
Mm-hmm.
What are the questions that they've had for you today?
Well, okay, they may have been looking at things like, well, if I have done better than expected, is it too late to change my mind about, for example, going on to college or to maybe defer things for a year? And what we've said is that certainly it's not too late. Talk to your school for a start. For example, if you thought that you might not want to do A-levels or a further course of study, go back and talk to your teacher and ask what they would recommend. Have a look to see if there's something called a 14 to 19 prospectus for your area. That will tell you about all the further education options. So you can really look into them, try and find something that's going to be interesting to you and help you take your plans forward.
Right, I mean, that's a great tip. So there is a prospectus out there for young people with all the local opportunities available.
Yes. Most areas have what's called an online 14 to 19 prospectus. It is just a list of all the further education options available. If there isn't one specifically for the area, then what you will find is a course search engine called UCAS Progress. And as the name suggests, it deals with further education and that bridge towards perhaps higher education. Again, you can specify your location, your postcode or town, and you can search for whatever level course you're interested in, for example a course of A-level study or perhaps a BTEC diploma in something like business studies or catering, and it will bring you up all the options with the providers so that you can then get in touch with them direct and find out more.
Okay, so there's a lot of research to do, but there are lots of organisations and advice even from school that to guide young people.
Yes, indeed. Obviously, service is available in school, but obviously the National Careers Service can help young people as well. And the great advantage is that we're a free service. We give impartial and independent advice, and we're also available out of hours as well. So it's fairly flexible for people to get in touch with us. We're open every day from 8 in the morning till 10 at night, and as well as a phone line, we've also got methods of contact like web chat, which I know a lot of young people seem to prefer because it is a little bit anonymous, and I know some of them don't really like speaking on the phone.
That's right.
No, excuse me. They can email us too, and they can also text us if they just want something like a phone number, for example.
And can parents contact the helpline? Can they ask on their behalf?
Absolutely, yes. We speak to a lot of parents, some who are quite concerned about their child's future and maybe just aren't aware of what all the options are. So we can give them a bit of reassurance, talk them through the options that might be available, but also we'd encourage them to perhaps get their son or daughter to talk to us direct. But if not, then of course we're very happy to deal with the parents direct as well.
And in terms of, you know, the options out there, I mean, parents can hardly keep up with the number of options available. You just think of GCSEs and A-levels, but as you mentioned, there's BTECs, there's all sorts of other alternative and vocational qualifications as well, and an array of them. So that's something the Careers Service can guide people through.
Absolutely, yes. And obviously with the brilliant online resources that we have, we're able to help people investigate all the options open to them. So, for example, we can explain to them, you know, BTECs and their equivalent to A-levels, for example. We can look at the particular career that the young person is interested in and see what sort of route would be best to take into it. And if there are alternatives, then we can explore them with the young person. So what I would say is there's no need to be confused by this baffling array of qualifications. The National Careers Service are here to help and help you talk through all the options.
And one feature that I really like about the website is that you can create an action plan. You can build your CV on there. There's lots of, it's not just advice on courses and learning, but there's a lot of other tips.
Yes, there's a lot of interactive tools that will be quite useful for young people. For example, we've got something on there called a Skills Health Check, and that's a very good resource for any young people who perhaps don't have a clear idea of what it is they want to do. They can go on there, answer some questions, take some tests. They can do as much of it or as little as they like, and at the end it will produce a report for them which will say these were your strength areas, you did particularly well in questions that involved, for example, you know, working with shapes or working with logic, and it will also suggest some areas that you might want to look into, and then of course you can use the website to explore the job profiles for that particular area.
Yeah, it's such a lovely tool. I'm just looking at it, it just seems very, very easy to use. use.
It is, yes. I mean, I've used it myself before just to see how easy it was, because I thought, you know, it's no good trying to promote a service that I'm not totally familiar with myself.
Indeed, yeah.
So I did my own skills health check, and it even suggested I should have looked into mechanical engineering as well.
Wow. Did it say you should be a careers advisor?
I think so. I think that was one of the options.
Caring and helpful, Julie. Caring and helpful. I'm sure it said that.
I think it said something about that. I wouldn't want to speculate too much.
And also, I'm just looking, you know, it's fantastic. It's very specific. For example, if you want to go into education, it's got categories for nursery nurse, sales care assistant, teaching assistant, primary school teacher, and then you go straight, click the arrow, and you're through to a whole job profile, tells you how much you can earn, and what you need to do to be one, what you actually do during the day, the hours you'd work. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
really
it's
good.
It's a great resource that brings everything together, as you said. And also one of the recent additions on there is the labour market information, which has been a brilliant resource for us as advisors, in that we can actually tell anyone who rings up where particular areas of industry are concentrated and where opportunities might be around the country, so that if they are thinking about something that maybe is quite specialist and in a special geographic area, we can advise them as to which area of the country they'd be best off looking in.
I mean, that is a very, very useful tool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because if they want to go into something, you might say, well, you might have to live further afield or think about going somewhere else to college.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, we've had a question in from a listener, Julie. Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. She just said, what GCSEs does my daughter need for vocational courses? So this is someone who hasn't taken their GCSEs yet, but who's definitely interested in vocational courses.
Okay. Well, it would really, I suppose, depend on the type of vocational course that you wanted to do. Most vocational courses will offer a qualification that is equivalent to a GCSE. So it's not always necessary to have, say, 5 GCSE passes, although maths and English are obviously very useful.
Right.
But even if you don't have those, you would normally find that in a course of vocational study, you will study for a qualification which is equivalent to your GCSE English and maths. So again, it may be that in areas, for example, such as business studies, accounting, for example, you know, they would look for strong evidence of English and maths. But other than that, it might just be down to the course providers.
And that brings us to another question. Someone has texted in asking about maths, because their child got a D grade in the maths, and they've been told that it's probably best they try and retake it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any advice on that? Retaking generally, or the maths, is that something that you should try and get a higher grade on?
It really depends what you want to do. I mean, for example, if, for example, you want to go on to do some more study, then you've got to take into account, would you be able to, excuse me, I've got a little bit of a dry throat. You would need to take into account what the level of your existing study is. Could you accommodate resitting, for example, that GCSE alongside another course of study? Is it something that the school or college would actually allow? Would you need to do that as an external candidate at another school or college?
Okay.
What I would say is seek advice from your school first.
Okay, so they need to speak to the school, who may have, the teachers will have a better idea indeed of what they might be, you know, good at, or what they might be interested in as a career, and could guide them that way.
Absolutely. And of course, the thing to remember is that it's not always possible to resit English and maths, you know, in different times of the year. So you need to check that out with the school, because in some circumstances you may need to do the whole year again. So firstly, get some advice from the school about what they can offer.
Right, okay. Now, we're joined in the studio by Claire Healy. Claire's a mum who does a feature on the end of the Parents Show every week called Raring to Go. And Claire, I believe your daughter did her GCSE, got her results today.
She did.
So how are you feeling? How was it?
How did
it go?
Stressed.
Was it a bit stressful?
It was very stressful, and I have found out about an awful lot of support resources around you know, when it doesn't go quite as expected, which is sort of what happened to us, really.
I mean, have you ever heard of the National... Did you know about the National Career Service, that you can ring people like Julie, who's on the line now, and just say, you know, as a parent, she can guide you through all the different options?
No, I didn't know anything about that at all. And do you know what? I think it would have been really useful as a parent through the school to have known about that, to have been able to have what she's saying is an impartial person to talk to and talk through the options.
Yeah, not just the school, but
other people. Yeah,
Julie, in general, do you get more requests for information from parents or the young people themselves?
It really depends on the time of day. During the evening, it tends to be a lot of young people themselves. During the day, it does tend to be a lot of parents, and especially during the school term, because obviously the young people aren't available to chat until, say, after about 4 o'clock. But I would say today it's maybe been 50-50.
Okay, and I mean, would you advise people, is it very important to sort of rush into getting your child placed somewhere, or would you advocate being a bit more patient and looking around? I think there's a great sense of worry in parents that they're not going to get a course or a place post-GCSE, so sort of rush maybe to do so. Would you agree?
I believe that, yes, parents are obviously quite stressed, and rightly so. However, I don't believe that there is any need to panic as such. Now that you've got this brilliant resource of the National Career Service, what I would advise any parent who's at all concerned to do is to give us a call, tell us a little bit about their son and daughter's situation. We'll provide as much advice and information as we can. And as I said, there are other options if the course that the young person is interested in is not available at their particular school or college. You know, you do have the choice. There is the local prospectus. So get some advice on all the local options that are open to you.
And Julie, can people, although I know the website is the directgov.uk website, nationalcareerservice.direct.gov.uk, is that correct?
Yeah, nationalcareerservice.direct.gov.uk. Sometimes it is easier just to simply search online for National Careers Service, because that is a rather unwieldy website address.
Okay, we'll post it up on our Facebook tonight so people can link to it.
But excellent.
Claire's got a question.
Yeah, can I ask you a question, Julie? Mm-hmm. From my own personal experience, but also something that I think might be of use to other parents as well. There's an awful lot of pressure when you get your results. There's an awful lot of peer pressure. I know my daughter's been on Facebook and she said everybody's putting up their results, and you know, and that can be quite hard if you don't get what you want. But on a practical sense, if you don't get, and I think you mentioned this before, but I think I missed some of it as I was running into the studios, if you don't get the maths and the English, what and you perhaps do a vocational course or something like that, what do you recommend? Do you recommend retaking those subjects, or is it because those are obviously the main ones that people tend to look for, aren't they?
Yeah.
Or is it a case of, well, I've got that course, I'm on a course now, that's fine, I can move on? Is it always better to think, actually, maybe it's a good time to retake it almost immediately, or just to move forward with it?
What I would say is don't rush into anything. I think if you're talking about especially English and maths GCSEs, it's probably only really crucial to make sure you've got those GCSE passes if you're thinking about degree courses, higher education courses.
So they would look for them as at that level, would they?
Most would. I mean, Okay. Obviously they will go on UCAS points for your A-levels, but at that level, they would also probably be looking for English and Maths GCSE at C or above. If you're doing a vocational course, then there will be the opportunity to study for equivalent qualifications if you don't happen to get those English and Maths.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I have to say, Julie, later on in life, I mean, I work in higher education, GCSE math seems to haunt you, you know. I was terrible at maths, but it's, you know, in job interviews, if there's very little between you and another candidate, they'll go back to GCSEs, you know, it seems to be.
Wow, do they really do that?
Literally, you know, people who've maybe entered education later in life, and they'll the university, and it's still, and they've done some vocational route into it, they'll still need the pass grade in maths, it seems.
I mean, I can only comment on, you know, maybe my personal experience will help, because, and this was back in the days of O-levels and not GCSEs, but I didn't actually pass my O-level maths.
You're a brave woman to admit that, Julie, aren't you?
I am, yes. No, I'm, you know, I'm
you can
not
admit
sure
it.
Whether my boss will be listening tonight. And,
did you put that on your CV?
Tomorrow. But certainly, I mean, there is help and support out there for adults as well who may want to go back and think about doing their GCSE maths. Obviously, that's something that the government's very much encouraging. So again, what I would say is get in touch with your local further education college and have a look through the 14 to 19 prospectus and see if that's going to be a possibility for you.
And we're lucky tonight because we're going to be speaking to Karen from the local college here, the North Herts College. She's the Director of Enterprise and Employability. So she's going to be telling us a little bit about the options available locally. Mm-hmm. But thank you very, very much for joining us, Julie, and for letting us take up so much of your time.
And for
educating us about the National Career Service. I'm certainly going to be referring to it throughout my parenting career. And it's just fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome. Well, don't forget that phone number. It's a free phone number, 0800 100 900. And we're open until 10 o'clock tonight. So if you want to give us a ring, please do.
Okay, you may hear from us indeed. All right, all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Neave Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neave's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit nevesolicitors.co.uk. Neave Solicitors, your complete legal solution.
Aha! Now, Claire, did you learn something from that interview? I can't believe I'm so ignorant about the choices that are out there.
Do you know what? It is a minefield. And if you're going to go, what I've seemed to have learned, and from listening to this, if you go the conventional route of doing your GCSEs, staying on at school, doing your A-levels, going and doing a degree, it all sounds very, very simple. But it's when you choose to do a different route, you choose a different way, then it seems to get complicated because you've always got the school protecting you and looking after you almost and supporting you through.
And it's terrifying to think, you know, that, oh gosh, you know, one day we're going to be out of the school and at the mercy of the advice system. But it's really important, isn't it, to find these key services and people.
Yeah.
And
that sounds like a really fantastic service. It really does, because it's just offering advice to everybody as a general basis.
And you may have missed the bit where Julie mentioned the fact that they link into, they have the demographic data to say where you have more job opportunities across careers. So if you want to be a primary school teacher in Merseyside, say, they know how, you know, the employability figures for particular areas and things. So they can look at Hertfordshire and say, you know, that there's a shortage of people in that area, or those courses are, you know, they've got that information that's a bit more.
So it's a little bit more long term. So you're not just looking at the next 2 years of your life. You're looking at if this is your career path, this is where you could be going, and this is what you should be planning for.
And if you're 14, 15 years of age and you don't know what you want to do, of course you don't know what to do. The Career Service also has tools that we were looking at earlier where you can, you know, do a little assessment online.
And they help.
So that's very, and it's very easy to use because I was sort of making my way through it.
Did it say you should be a radio presenter?
No, it said stay clear of radio presenting. Do you know what? We're going to play a little bit of Tears for Fears. It's called Advice for the Young at Heart. It couldn't be more fitting. So I'm going to hit the button and we'll come back afterwards and speak to our local college, North Herts College, and that will be Karen coming up after Tears for Fears. We've got plenty of advice on The Parent Show tonight. We've been speaking to the National Career Service, and now we are very lucky to have Karen King, Director of Enterprise and Employability at North Herts College, on the line. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Julie.
How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. What an exciting day we've had today.
It certainly has been. Has it been busy in North Herts College?
Absolutely, yeah. All of the young people coming along, brandishing their results, very keen to get involved in the next course of study. So it's a great time, great time. And can I just say congratulations to all the young people out there on their results on behalf of everybody at North Hertfordshire College, and well done.
They're probably all out celebrating, but I'm sure their parents are sitting at home exhausted from the stress. Exactly. So tell us a little bit about the college, North Herts College, and the sort of opportunities that are there for the for parents will be listening, maybe wondering what courses are available there.
Yeah, of course. We're based in Stevenage, Hitchin and Letchworth, and we have a full range of full and part-time courses, apprenticeships, HE options. Probably the best thing, have a look at the website, the www.nhc.ac.uk. It's an incredible website. It's very easy to follow. Fantastic information on there from our students. So the students themselves tell you about their course, tell you about what it's done for them, and also a variety of options for parents to have a look at and understand exactly what we do at North Hertfordshire College, which is encouraging young people to focus on their destination. Where is it they would like to be? What kind of employment, what kind of future do they see for themselves? And then we discuss what courses are available for them. Some young people come with a really good idea of what it is they want to do. Other people have an idea that maybe in 3 or 4 years' time, they'd like to be perhaps running their own business, perhaps having their own hair salon, their own restaurant. And, of course, they need to take a journey with us, and they need to be able to be directed and experience the opportunities that the college puts forward in able to realise their dream.
And, Karen, North Herts College is quite special for many reasons, but it's linked to something called, people may not have heard of this, the Peter Jones Enterprise Academy.
That's absolutely right. Yeah, we're delighted to be an East of England hub for the Peter Jones Enterprise Academy, which means young people in Hertfordshire, should they wish to look at enterprise and entrepreneurship as something for their future, North Hertfordshire College is actually the only college in Hertfordshire that they can come and take these courses, which were founded by Peter Jones.
Who's the Dragon's Den guy.
Right.
He's the good-looking one, isn't he?
Well, he has an amazing vision and a mission to train and motivate young people, unleash their entrepreneurial talent and create opportunities for young people to realise their potential. And we're a part of a growing network of colleges which are transforming enterprise and entrepreneurship education.
And Karen, just to give a flavour of some of the exciting courses that are run in conjunction with the Academy, I was reading today you've got a BTEC Level 2 Diploma in Understanding Enterprise and Entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You've got, where's the one other one I was reading?
Level 3
in the same one, yeah.
That's right, and we've just completed our first cohort of Level 2 students. Who have finished their course successfully, and they all now have a business plan and a business idea.
And doesn't the college have entrepreneurs in residence?
Absolutely, yeah.
To mentor students?
We've got an amazing young lady called Alyssa Smith, who's an international jewellery designer, an ex-student from the college, and she's on hand to encourage, motivate, advise and support all students in the college, not just the Peter Jones students, although she does spend a great deal of time with them, and letting them know what it's like to have an idea and have a passion. And sometimes it doesn't always work out. You know, sometimes they don't succeed at what they try, but actually that's how they learn. They learn by having a go and exploring what it is they can do to put that right next time.
Okay, we've just had a text in asking about what age does the young person have to be to join to the academy programs, and how do they apply? So how would their young person apply to one of those courses that I've just mentioned?
Okay, the course is available for 16-year-olds, so now's the time. Although if anybody is interested in it that isn't quite 16, then by all means, they're more than welcome to come along, have a little look. We have a range of open evenings throughout the year. So if they're thinking about next year, the year after, then please have a look at the website and make a point of coming along. But now We are still recruiting. We're recruiting for all courses still at North Hertfordshire College. And actually, for the Peter Jones Enterprise Academy, we have a taste today, next Wednesday, the 29th of August.
Oh, great. Okay, so next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yep.
We still have places. We still have opportunities for people to come and find out a little bit more. So, again, if they go onto the website, within our website, we have a Peter Jones Enterprise Academy website linked to the main college one. And on there, there are profiles of the students. There's information about the businesses that they're setting up, the experiences that the students have had, and loads of information that I think parents would find really useful, because during the course, the students are prepared for an entrepreneurial career. It may be that they want to plan and set up their own business, or even work in an entrepreneurial workplace, or help an established business grow. So it's not just about setting up a business, it's about adding value perhaps to other businesses. So it's really, really worth a look at that. And if you're interested in learning more, either contact us via the website or come along on the 29th.
Now, Karen, we're joined in the studio tonight by a local mum, Claire Healy, who's often on the show. And her daughter actually got her results today, so she's in the thick of it. She's got a little question for you.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just interested, actually, Karen. We've been talking to sort of colleges and various different people on the show, but is there an increase in sort of vocational courses and you know, like the academy that you were mentioning? Are there more of those sort of options available to children nowadays, do you feel?
Absolutely. I think it's a little bit about, actually, as I said before, about where the young person wants to be. Where do they want to go? What do they see their future? So it might be that they do have an interest in, as you say, catering, but actually they might end up running their own business, but with a vocational introduction to that that course itself.
So they could combine the course with the business studies side of things as
and
well.
And also, you know, by studying a level one, level two, or level three course, they progress. And it might be that they are able then to go on to HE or follow a more academic route because their journey has given them the opportunity to do that. When they at 16, they don't always know what will be in the next couple of years for them. But by coming to college, and particularly at North Hertfordshire, we nurture and develop a set of skills alongside a qualification. So they have as many opportunities and experiences to learn a lot more about what they are good at, what they enjoy, and what their future could hold.
And it sounds like those entrepreneurship courses that we were talking about earlier, they can be combined, surely, with all sorts of different courses, and they give young people the opportunity to meet inspirational people like Alyssa. You know, it's good. That's good no matter what they end up doing, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. And, you know, people like Alyssa are absolutely key. And also, you know, very well-known entrepreneurs. And because, you know, with the Peter Jones Enterprise Academy, obviously there are people that want to be involved in that. And it does encourage the students to get involved and build partnerships with businesses.
But what great experience for them to be
involved.
At that age,
it's amazing,
isn't it? They could come out streaks ahead of people who've been through university degrees and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But what I have found fascinating from my experience of today was that actually the conventional route doesn't always work out, but you can deviate from it in terms of, you know, the academic route. You can deviate from it slightly to go slightly more vocational. And as you were saying, Karen, you can go back then into higher education with a different kind of qualification rather than just A-levels, can't you?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot to be said about what you call the conventional route, because the conventional employment opportunities aren't there now.
Mm.
So consequently, we need to look at the possibility of young people creating jobs for themselves rather than sort of, you know, when I was at college, most people went and got a job. Going to university wasn't available because jobs were there. Now young people don't have that much opportunity to seek employment. So we need to look at giving them alternatives, and enterprise and entrepreneurship is another alternative to a full-time job. It may be that they have a job, but they might also be nurturing their own business weekends, mm-hmm. evenings, and develop that passion into an income generator for themselves. And if you can imagine, you know, if one student was a successful business person and maybe employed three or four other people within their business, that would help the economy a huge amount.
Fantastically, yeah.
And Karen, for young people who want to retake GCSEs and want to go to university, we've had a text asking about your fast track GCSE retakes.
It's on the website. I'm looking at it now, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, it's a fantastic opportunity for those students that perhaps didn't get their grades to come along and do these courses, improve their grades, and then move on to the appropriate course that they want to do. So if parents want to have a look at the website, that you can register straight away, and therefore you can get your GCSE results improved, if that's what you need to do.
Okay. And again, you've got advisors there. You can call the college for information, can't you?
Absolutely. We've got a whole range of very, very knowledgeable staff. And I will say we've also got fantastic student ambassadors. Now, these are students that, as an organisation, we employ to give advice and guidance of their experience to young people. So a 16, 17-year-old can come along and talk to the tutors, but they can also talk to a student that's had that experience and can point them in the right direction, tell them what college life is really like, what the benefits are, what the student experience at North Hertfordshire College is like. And I think that's really important for young people to be able to engage with people of their own age and hear it the way it is.
Brilliant. Well, listen, thank you so much. I'll just read out, Karen, the website. It's www.nhc for North Hearts College.ac.uk.
That's right. And there is a link on there to the Peter Jones Enterprise Academy, which gives loads of information about the enterprise and entrepreneurship courses as well.
I'm sure lots of people have it. I was intrigued to find out about that today, that link to Hertfordshire. So that's very exciting. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay,
all the very best. Thank you.
Bye.
And we're going to be chatting to Claire Healy, who's not in the studio tonight to be my co-presenter, but she's going to be telling us what's on this weekend for Raring to Go.
10 years, I think, to the little ones again.
I know. But shall I play a little tune and then come back to you, Claire? Let's play Invincible by Lamour for all those fab GCSE students who have been celebrating their results today. Welcome back to The Parent Show. I'm in the studio and on my own tonight with Claire Healy from Raring to Go. And thanks to all our guests who've been speaking to keeping me company. Yeah. We've had fab guests as usual on the show tonight. We spoke to the National Careers Service earlier and just in a few seconds ago, North Hertfordshire College. And we're just talking in the break. Isn't it exciting to know there's help and advice out there that's just, you just want to pick up the phone.
There is so much as well, isn't there? I really, really never believed there was so much.
And it's exciting how much variety there is. Yeah. There's so many options. It's exciting to find out about them
all. Do you know what? I am excited because I want to do some of these courses.
I want to go to the Peter or whatever Academy.
We'd be really good, wouldn't we? If we sat at the back on little chairs, it would be all right.
We'll get done for talking in the class, won't we?
Yeah, we would. Definitely. I think our wrinkles would show us up too much as well.
I know.
That's the trouble.
Well, Claire, tell us, how are the summer holidays are winding to an end?
Oh, isn't it sad?
No.
Do you know what I find when we get to this bank holiday? It's sad. It just feels like it's kind of like the end of the holidays then.
Yeah, I'm having a party to celebrate.
I think it's a very good idea. Make the most
of
it. I hope it's inside.
Why?
Oh, well, I won't give
you my
weather
forecast then. What's on this weekend?
Do you not want my weather forecast?
Go on. Look, tell us the weather and what we can do in the rain.
Well, the weather, according to my phone recently, is not great. But I think if you just look positively and you don't plan for it to be really, really fantastic, then you might be happy.
Okay, so not barbecue weather.
It's not perhaps going to be sitting out in the sun weather, but it could be warm enough to enjoy a few days out.
All right.
So that was a clever link, wasn't it?
Fair enough.
Shall I tell you about a few days out?
Yes, please.
Going back to the little children. Okay. Now, you might have read about this. You might have heard about the St Albans Sport Fest, which is celebrating welcoming the Paralympic torch flame. And we obviously had the Olympic torch flame, which came through all these cities in the UK. But we are celebrating it in Verulam Park between 11:15 and a.m. and 9 p.m. tomorrow night, which is Saturday. Sorry, not tomorrow. It's Friday tomorrow, isn't it? Saturday, the 25th, this Saturday. And basically, there's lots of activities going through. The procession through St. Peter Street starts at 11:15 till 12. Then it goes into Verulamium Park. There's a welcoming ceremony. And then there's lots of entertainments between 12 and 5, music, dance, and then live bands from local artists and musicians, including Tinch Rider on Saturday night in the park, which I think will be a pretty good good fun afternoon. So if you're around the park on Saturday, that sounds like a great thing to do. I think there's going to be lots of people going down there, and it's a great way to celebrate the start of the Paralympics. Next week, is it the week after? Can't remember when they start. The week after, I think it is. I can't remember precisely.
I think,
but
it might be the week after, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
But it'd be really that it's. I mean, the Olympics were so special, so to follow it with something like that is going to be great. So it's bank holiday. Surprising, there are a few events going on. I'll tell you about one that I don't think I've mentioned before. It's the Chili Festival, and it's up at the Bennington Lordship, which are sort of state. It's a stately home near Stevenage, and every year they have this Chili Festival where they have chili plants and chili sampling, chili chocolate.
Sounds
that's
hilarious.
What appears to me. Chili chocolate. You can go in. It's meant to be a great day out. I've not been myself, but I have always wanted to go because it just sounds fantastic, and I've always wanted that chili chocolate, and I thought I'd quite like a chili plant on my kitchen.
I know,
kitchen windowsill. So yeah, it sounds really good. So that's on actually Sunday and Monday up at Bennington Lordship near Stevenage. There is also on Sunday morning Classic Motor Show up at the Nebworth House.
No, that's a good one. When is that Sunday?
That's Sunday, Monday, 10 till 5. Admission is £8 per adult, £28 for a family of four. Mm-hmm. And under fours are free. And then you can go into, obviously, the park and gardens as well whilst you're up there. We're a bit closer to home. We've got the Hartwood Summer Festival at Hartwood Forest in Sandridge. It's basically, now I read in the paper that they're encouraging people to go camping this weekend for as part of the summer festival. They've got a teddy bears picnic, they've got willow weaving, orienteering,
so you can
crafts,
camp in the forest?
I believe so. Not firsthand, but I've read it in the paper, so I think it must be true. It's in the advertiser.
Exciting.
So I think that'd be quite a nice place to camp, yeah, though, wouldn't it? Up in the forest, that'd be great.
A bit spooky, but
yeah, we could start tell ghost stories.
Preferably without
like
the children.
Yes, and some wine.
Yeah,
that sounds nice. Yeah, I like that. And then finally, there is story time for the under sevens at the Museum of St Albans on Sunday afternoon between I think it's 3 and 4. Absolutely too small for school. So I guess this is in sort of preparing children for going to school, starting at nursery in September. And that's on, as I say, Museum of St Albans. Is £1 free to members of St Albans Children's Book Group. Everyone else pays £1.
Okay, great. Thank you for that.
That's a pleasure.
So thank you for listening tonight. It's been great. We've had, we're overwhelmed with information, aren't we? We've posted up, hopefully, all the websites to our Facebook page. So please have a look at that. And also, if you've got any other questions in relation to tonight's show, do get in touch with us, and we'll be sure to feed the questions back to our guests tonight. Thank you so much for listening. It's been our pleasure, and we'll join us next week on The Parent Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM.